Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Wisdom in Russian, and presumably in Russia, is a walk on a tightrope. One misstep, and you plummet from the heights of virtue down to the gutters of sophistry. The really nasty part for students and non-native speakers? Some words mean both wisdom and the lack of it. It just ain't fair. As usual, when dealing with a tricky patch of Russian, I like to start with the easy stuff and work my way to the messy bits. Mudry is an easy start. It's a very old word that means wise, rational, and sensible. Mudry means intelligence based on a rich life experience. Она была мудрым дипломатом. Умела улаживать любые конфликты. She was a wise diplomat who could smooth over any conflicts. Human activities can be wise too. There is мудрый совет, wise advice, or мудрая пословица, a wise proverb. Кнопка стоп – самое мудрое техническое изобретение. The stop button is the most sensible technical innovation. During the Soviet period, the leader was wise, and all his decisions were wise. Well, that was the story anyway. Lenin, великий основатель и мудрый вождь коммунистической партии. Lenin was the great founder and wise leader of the Communist Party. The country was ruled by мудрая политика, a wise policy, with the verbal accompaniment of мудрые ленинские слова, Lenin's wise words. Мудрость, wisdom, is something we all aspire to. Вспомнил народную мудрость. Рыба гниет с головы. I recalled the folk wisdom that a fish rots from the head down. All good so far. The trouble starts with the verb мудрить. One meaning is to analyze, to brainstorm, to rack your brains. This is a bit outdated, but you can still find it in literature and hear it from some people, mostly in the older generation. They might say, весь день мудрила над задачей. I spent the whole day working on an equation. Or, он хороший работник, не ленится мудрить над каждой деталью. He's a good worker, he's not lazy, and he'll really nail down every detail. But more often than not, мудрить has a different, almost opposite meaning, to overcomplicate or overthink something, not to be wise about something, but to be a wiseacre. Чего мудрить? Поставьте вопрос на голосование и решите конфликт мирным путем. Why make it more complicated than it is? Just put the issue up to a vote and resolve the conflict peacefully. Here's the same thought from a slightly different angle. Может быть, лучше сразу раздавать взятки и не мудрить? Maybe just pass around the bribes and not screw around? Мудрить can also mean to be deceptive, as if you were using your wisdom for nefarious purposes. For example, here someone advises a friend to fill out a visa form honestly.
Лучше не мудрить, выбрать законопослушный вариант. И тогда путешествие в эту замечательную страну произойдет все ваши ожидания.
It's better not to play around. Just choose to be law-abiding, and then your trip to this amazing country will exceed your expectations.
Мудрить над кем-то means to make fun of someone, to torment them. Отчим Фёдора мудрил порой над ним с машинкой да ножницами, оставляя чёлку на лбу и голый затылок.
Fyodor's stepfather would sometimes give him a really rough time. He'd get out his scissors and clipper and give him bangs up front, but shave the back of his head. In all these cases, it's as if wisdom has been turned on its head, and all that life experience and knowledge has been used to torment people. But how do you figure out if «он мудрил над статьей» means «he really put his mind to the article» or «he really overcomplicated the article»? Chances are it's the latter, but context is, as usual, the only salvation. And then there are the adjectives and adverbs from this verb, which have two sets of complications. The first is that they can be spelled with «ё» or «я», «мудрённый» or «мудрённый», and the second is that they can mean either genuinely wise or artificially complex. But a small help is that there seem to be standard expressions like мудрённая наука, the arcane arts, or мудрённая книга, a very complex book.
or this common expression, utra vichra mudrinyeye, literally, morning is wiser than the night, or sleep on it. Another set expression is nimudrino, which means no wonder. Literally, it is not complicated, or colloquially, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that.
Учитывая его график работы, не мудрено, что он чувствовал усталость.
Considering his work schedule, it's no wonder that he felt exhausted. This is paired with a question.
Мудрено ли?
Is it any wonder that?
Мудрено ли, что, окунувшись в местные трудности, он опять рвался обратно в море?
Is it any wonder that after getting involved in local problems, he was chafing at the bit to go back out to sea? When you start trying to figure this out, your Russian friends will say,
«В этом ничего мудреного нет».
There's nothing tricky about this. And you say,
«Не мудри надо мной».
Don't make fun of me. That's it for this time. I'll be back in a week after the annual consumption of turkey and all the fixins. That is, after Дин Благодарения, Thanksgiving. До встречи через неделю.